fuck's going on here?
Podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
Boxingboys.com. You need that fear.
All I'm trying to do is make a stand for something that I truly believe is right. I truly believe is right.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of the Boxing Voice Radio. We are live with an immediate reaction. Live fight chat for Sergey Dovzhenko taking on Daniel Jacobs. We're in the first round, and the action has started. I'm joined by my co-host, Ron G, in the Bay Area. Ron, what's going on, brother?
Oh, you know, just trying to watch this Danny Jacobs, Dovzhenko. I know the Regis Prograis fight's also on, so we got a good night of boxing.
Definitely. Slow start for the two. I figured it was going to be an educated match with these two knowing each other so well. It's going to take a mistake out of somebody. Oh, good short right hand by Dovzhenko on the inside. And Jacobs looked to the referee to say, hey, man, this guy's punching when you said break.
Now, they were mentioning something earlier that I didn't really think about, but seeing the fact that, you know, they've sparred with each other in the past, you know, this is totally different when they actually fight, like a real fight. And that obviously shows that they're going to show some things that are a little bit different, maybe some different looks and be a little bit more intense. So
we'll see. We'll see. I mean, they both look the way we've always seen them. You know, we weren't privy to see them sparring except for me and a few others. But, yeah, man. I mean, I'm hoping they step it up here just a little bit. That's a first round, feel out round. So I know they're just, you know, kind of getting the engines going. But Enrique, what's up, brother? Yeah, man.
You're muted.
It's a bit of a jabbing contest here. They're posturing for position.
Am I muted? I'm sorry. You know, there was a countdown, a count for Dovzhenko.
Oh, whoa.
Am I off?
Jacobs puts down Dovzhenko, then hits him. Oh, man. We've seen that twice today.
Am I heard? What's up?
Yeah, we can hear you, bro. Oh, man, is Dovzhenko going to get put out of here in the first round? All right, he made it out.
Oh, I'm ahead of you guys. I'm sorry. By any means necessary, I had to jump on my phone because I don't have the stream on my computer. I was trying to figure out how to stream the fight. But I have HBO at home. And, yeah, Dovzhenko went down the first round. I was telling you guys, man, Danny Jacobs has power. I'm not counting out that power. He wants to prove that he's a heavy hitter, and he's gonna fight. He wants to fight Canelo.
He's always trying to prove something, or always to prove something. He's kind of like that. I don't know, the underappreciated middleweight.
I think that's what boxing is about, though—just proving what you got, what you have, and calling out the fighter, and then the fans say, "Yo, the said fighter that's called out is ducking." The fighter that called him out, you know, and Daniel Jacobs, man, you know, he's the miracle man. I don't think he does any alcohol, any drugs. He is the lifestyle that Andre Ward listed, the 10 crack commandments, and he don't break them.
Well, you mean 10 boxing commandments.
Yeah, 10 boxing commandments. My bad.
Well, he had a really good flurry. That flurry was reminiscent of the Peter Quinlan.
It was a clubbing punch, in my opinion. That right hand was clubbing. It hit on the top of the head. Even Dovzhenko turned his gloves upside down as to say what's going on. I don't know. We'll see if Dovzhenko can get it back. But sure enough, it is a knockdown, and it counts as a 10-8 round for Daniel Jacobs.
Exactly. So a little bit about Sergey for those who don't know. Like, what's his signature fight? Like, what brought him here?
I don't know, but we're gonna appreciate. We're gonna appreciate if you could switch to some headphones, bro, because your audio is not the best right now. So when you get that done, come back. But we're here in the second round. Obviously, Jacobs, Derevchenko. Derevchenko, the smaller man, staying behind Daniel Jacobs' jab. I like the way Jacobs is fighting, using the jab, you know, keeping Derevchenko spinning and turning, doubling up on the jab. And this is the type of Jacobs I like to see. Good left hook. Oh, shit, right hand makes fucking Daniel Jacobs do the chicken leg. He started off with a left hook and finished it with a straight right hand. Derevchenko did. Now Jacobs backing up. He's stuck in the corner, and he's retreating for sure. Uh-oh. Yeah, let's go, Derevchenko. Make it exciting, baby.
Oh, okay.
Oof, they are launching right hands.
Now, early on, you can definitely tell who is trying to be the aggressor. You know, Sergey's definitely the smaller guy, and he's definitely pressed into action, especially in this round. And Jacobs is moving around. He's boxing. He's using his foot. Work his lateral movement to try to keep Derevchenko away.
Derevchenko, he's gonna have to do a little more. Jacobs is pretty active this fight. I know it's only the second round, but he's letting hands go for sure.
Well, I think they both have respect for each other's power, at least at this point, especially.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, Derevchenko wasn't able to get a knockdown like Jacobs, but I think Jacobs felt that power. His leg went straight. He had to back up. He lost balance slightly, and he retreated. He had to get, you know, regroup, get things together. Good job.
Good body shots from Jacobs.
Now, you know, the whole, I guess, narrative was that these guys know each other. I don't really see them fighting like they know each other. You know, you would think they would be throwing a little more caution to the wind, but they're both pretty tentative, respecting one another.
Yeah, and that's what I was saying. Like, they mentioned a little bit earlier the concept of, like, yeah, we sparred. That was just sparring. Like, a fight's a fight, and you're going to see, you know, different type of aggression, and then you're going to actually see me at 100%. So, you know, I think they know that, especially now. So right now, I mean, I would give that second round for Sergey. So, you know, obviously the knockdown for the first round for Danny Jacobs. So first round, 10-8 for Dan Jacobs, and then 10-9 for Sergey in the second.
Yeah, I'm right on par with you. I have it about a round apiece. Obviously, Derevchenko down a point because he was down in that first round. I can't see the second round a big enough, you know, rally to give Derevchenko a 10-8. Definitely a 10-9 round for Derevchenko. 1-1, Daniel up by at least 1 point for the knockdown. We're in round three. And let's see what we got here, man. This is the last fight of the night. And hopefully they can produce some good old-fashioned boxing here, bro. Give us something exciting to talk about, write about. Jacobs using the ring. He is our boxer. Okay. And Derevchenko stalking. I like to see him let his hands go just a little bit more. I don't really see him doing that. He's following. He's plotting. But his hands are up, in my opinion. He's not letting them go. Jacobs the one, you know, penetrating with the jab at the very least. Showing ring generalship. I see Derevchenko just following.
Yeah, he's definitely trying to cut the ring off, and he's trying to pin him. And Jacobs is moving really well.
Shouldn't he be letting his hands go, though? I mean, he just hit a jab and a left hook there by Jacobs. Shit. Jacobs has that Canelo fight riding, and Derevchenko does too. Jacobs, obviously, a better fit for Canelo. More marketable name, done a pay-per-view. You know, it makes sense for Canelo from a marketing standpoint. And you know, he's with Eddie Hearn, not necessarily with DAZN at the moment, but I'm sure easy to make a DAZN deal. Wow, good left hook right hand by Derevchenko as Daniel Jacobs tries to escape out on the ropes. Derevchenko now adding pressure, uses the forearm to pin Jacobs against the corner, and then throws the left hook, but immediately the referee warns him about it, and Jacobs just shrugs it off. They're back in the center of the ring. Jacobs pulling up his pants slightly, karate style. I don't know. Maybe something's coming.
I mean, I would definitely say when you were talking about when he got hit moving, that's kind of like the same way he got knocked down with Triple G. So he's going to have to be aware when he moves, what side he moves, and definitely try to avoid the lead hand from catching him. But I do like the poise that I see from Danny Jacobs. You know, I mean, I know that
when he just switched to southpaw, now he's back to orthodox. He let about one left hand go on from the southpaw position, but now he's back to orthodox. We've seen a lot of that today. Derevchenko lunging in with the 1-2, trying to scoop up some points there with that big left hook. Didn't really land on Jacobs.
I saw a little lunging also from Sergey, which, you know, obviously you can get caught swinging in. Ooh, nice jab. Some great jabs from Jacobs.
Jacobs likes to rally towards the end of the round. You always see him throw, you know, a combination or so.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't know, man. That's a pretty tough round to score. Nothing big. You got Derevchenko being the aggressor, but again, nothing big. He's breathing heavy. I wonder if this is his normal. He's taking huge gulps of air in the corner. Derevchenko, that is. Gary Starks in the lead as the head trainer for Derevchenko. Not sure what's being said as I have the volume turned off, trying not to be influenced. But it's we're going into the fourth round now.
Yeah, I mean it's definitely a very extremely close round. I maybe might edge Jacobs on that third round though, like giving a slight edge.
Well, but at this point, it's time to root for Jacobs for a decision or a win, because I picked Derevchenko not to win, but as a bet, I picked him. You know, rounds 1-3. You figure when Jacobs is cold, he's a bit chinny. He's gone down. You know, Derevchenko almost proved me right, locking up Jacobs' back leg like that in the last round or the round before last. But it's the fourth, and that prop bet is out the window. So we're back to the old safe moneymaker, Jacobs by decision. So let's go, Jacobs. You got to back that knockout bet, Ron, with a little 12-round unanimous decision, you know what I'm saying? Good right hand by Jacobs to the body of Derevchenko. Derevchenko, a plotter, man. I'm not liking it. He's very hesitant. He's just like closing the distance without throwing punches but not letting his hands go. And I think Jacobs notices that. That's why he takes these strolls around the ring, you know, regroups, gets some air because, again, Derevchenko's not throwing those hands. Now, here we've seen him throw about four punches. Nothing to write home about.
Yeah, I saw him, in addition to what you were saying about him breathing heavy, I saw him take a big gulp of air in the middle of the round. And, you know, chasing Danny Jacobs around, it's going to be extremely tiring if he gets to the later rounds.
And all this lateral movement that he's doing, he's constantly having to bend and dip and turn at the waist to cut distance and stay on the inside to not be, you know, in the range of Jacobs' punches. You see right there, Jacobs is just peppering him with the jab, keeping him at distance. As soon as he came in, He set him up with the right uppercut. And now, look, lands a right looping hand. He's really keeping Derevchenko at the end of the jab and in range. Oh, good double jab by Derevchenko. Jacobs follows up with a jab, left hook to the body. Jacobs' reach is nice. No, I was just going to say his jab, his reach is nice. But Derevchenko doubled up with the jab, landed two jabs on Jacobs, having him back up.
Oh, okay. So at this point, what would you tell Sergey, you know, in this point in the round,
I mean, he's coming on. He just let two right hands go. But yeah, I mean, I think it's too late. I think Jacobs is worn. When you let Jacobs get worn, you know, I'll be honest, you know, statistically, I think Jacobs has about one more round where he's still vulnerable. It's about him until the fifth statistically that he's always been knocked down, you know, rounds 1-5. But he seems heated up here. And you know what I mean? He's looking good. He's letting him go too. Oh, he missed a couple of those, but he's making it exciting. He landed the uppercut that backed Derevchenko up. Now Dorochenko doing his lunging, and but still breathing huge gulps, just huge gulps of air. I don't know. I wonder if that's normal for him, or is he really struggling to breathe?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I mean, he needs to do something. Maybe he needs to go down to the body more. I mean, Danny Jacobs has landed, you know, it looks like they said statistics twice as much more body shots. He needs to slow his movement down. He's jumping in, he's lunging in, you know, and at that point, the distance is going to be really hard if he's just jumping in like that. It kind of reminds me of like Victor Ortiz a little bit when it was like fighting Floyd Mayweather. He would just lunge in and jump all over him, you know. So if he needs to rough it up, you know, hit him on the shoulders, make it a little bit of a dirty fight, he's going to have to if he wants to cut the distance.
Solid chin by Dorochenko, bro. Right on the jaw. That replay, Jacobs caught him right on the jaw. Wow. Pretty good scrap. Round 5, Dorochenko, Daniel Jacobs, IBF strap on the line. Dorochenko with a jab to the body. Jacobs using the ring wisely, being the ring general, turning, pumping the jab.
Yeah, and Jacobs still looks fresh. Like, he doesn't look tired with all the lateral movement from each corner.
You know, outside from the air gulping, neither does Dorochenko, though.
That's true.
I mean, his punches still look crisp. Good left hook to the body by Dorochenko. Followed it up again with another left hook to the body. But there he goes with a huge gulp. Did you see it? It's crazy.
But he's picking it up, though. He's landing some body shots, though.
Yeah, he is getting a little more active. But he's from New York. You figure, like, you don't need to get acclimated to the weight. Like, what's going on? But he looks good. I mean, to be a 12-fight guy, he's looking like he belongs here. You know, even if he doesn't pull away with this win, I still like him as a player at 160, you know. If you're Jamal Charlo, this is a good barometer opponent. This is a good common opponent if you could get him in the ring after. But this one's not over. Jacobs isn't landing that cleanly. You know, they're few in between. You see, he does make Jacobs miss a lot.
Yeah, this is probably Sergey's best round since the second round.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he's closing the distance a lot better this too. He landed a couple solid body. He landed, I think, a straight to the body, which is great because, you know, he's going to need to take away those legs. You know, have to invest a little bit into the body, make Jacobs have to stand in front of him and not move.
Good jab by Dorochenko. Pops the head of Jacobs back. Dorochenko's wearing the glove of choice for punchers, the Reyes gloves, while, you know, Jacobs has on the power locks. Good left hook by Dorochenko as Jacobs tried a uppercut. Right hand to the body. Jacobs partially hits Dorochenko with a roundhouse right. Tables turned. Dorochenko's back to the ropes now. Jacobs missed with a wild left hook. Seems like two uppercuts land right, followed by the left for Jacobs. Oh, 1-2 lands cleanly for Dorochenko, right on the nose of Jacobs, but he takes that pretty much like nothing.
You know, I definitely can see following this round that this is going to turn into possibly like a really intense fight. I just get a momentum swing now.
Yeah, I mean, look, the betting line definitely had this one going the distance, and we're halfway through it. 39 punches landed for Jacobs, 89 thrown. Dorochenko doing what Coach Terrific told us this morning, that he would be the more active fighter. Thrown 132, but landed only 40, I think. Number disappeared off. The infographic disappeared off the screen. So
he had a lower connected percentage than Jacobs, but it's simply because of the fact he's throwing more.
Good. He landed more, but he's right hand. Oof. But, I mean, it's just one shot at a time. You see that right hand that Dorochenko landed on Jacobs was placed perfectly, made Jacobs fold over, but there was nothing there. nothing to come behind it. Round six, halfway through this one. Looks like Harold Letterman has it 48-46 for Jacobs, with that knockdown being the, you know, the mitigating factor there. Dervishenko's going behind this jab, Ron. Starting to let more right hands go, whether to the body or to the head. Measuring Jacobs now with his left, looking for the right.
Yeah, I mean, Jacobs, you know, movement is kind of slowed down a little bit.
Yes, yes. Conserving, maybe?
Yeah, I was thinking that. Like, I was wondering if he's sticking around.
Because he's in the corner now. He's quite comfortable. He could get out of there, but he's still staying there. You know? He could move. He's staying there. Oh. Oh. That looks like it might have hurt Dervishenko, right? Back foot went up. Oh, good body shots by Jacobs. Right hand. If you just straighten that right hand up just a bit. Oof. I mean, he's throwing with some ill intentions, Jacob is.
You think maybe it's... Oh, okay, yeah. They are swinging now.
Yeah, they are throwing ball. They know each other for sure. Dervishenko staying right in there, and he's trying to give his own. He's shoving and pushing and measuring with that left. There you go. I knew a warning was coming, and Jacobs is the golden child. So right away, he turned to the referee and got the acknowledgement of the ref, and ref reprimanded Dervishenko, which kind of halted Dervishenko's assault. He was a bit more aggressive before the warning. Doubling up with the jab, missing with the hook now. Oof, good body shot by Jacobs. Jacobs, you know, Jacobs having a lot of success with these uppercuts.
Ooh,
good slip by Dervishenko. Oh, good slip by Dervishenko and lands his own right hand. Threw another one. Good block by Jacobs, being aware there. Oh, nice spin. Good pivot by Jacobs. Swings a wild left hook that misses, and they exchange. They're on the inside. Jacobs landing every time he goes to the body.
These are becoming pretty close rounds at this point if they keep it up like this.
Yeah, they're close, but I think I like the work of Jacobs better, unfortunately. He's placing the shots. They're perfectly placed shots. Like, he's... You know, Dervishenko is like an animal, you know, searching for scraps. And I think Jacobs can put the punches where he wants. You see, he's landing that 1-2 to the body all day, like uppercut. It's always right hand, left hook. I mean, excuse me, right hand, right uppercut, left uppercut. He's always digs with two. And he did that a lot that round. I don't know. I think his work is a little cleaner.
No, he definitely closed it out in that round, too.
If not cleaner, maybe just it's more obvious. It's evident, right? Like, you can see it. It's visible. You can't really see what Dervishenko's doing.
Yeah, I mean, for everything that Sergey hits, it seems like Jacobs mitigates it by landing something a little bit cleaner. You know, looks a little bit better.
Yeah. If you're watching this on YouTube, don't forget to hit that thumbs up button. It helps with the visibility of the show. Lets us know that you enjoy these live fight chats and that we should continue to do these, right? So, yeah. We are in which round now? We're opening up into the seventh round.
It's a pretty good fight, though.
It is. Evenly contested fight. No one is running away with it, but I think, and here we go. Jacob switches to southpaw again. See how long he lasts in this position. Every now and then he switches, but it doesn't really do anything from there. It's just like a different look, I think. You know, he's still in that southpaw position. Pawing with the jab. He's not really letting anything go.
He's starting to move a lot better in this round. He's deciding to go on his bike a little bit on this one.
He's sticking. He's sticking with the southpaw position. He's doubling up the jab. Now, if I recall correctly, wasn't this how he got dropped in the Golovkin fight because he switched to southpaw?
You know, I know he was moving, you know, and he got caught.
He was.
I don't know if it was.
I don't know, man. I mean, stats. Whoa. Jacobs caught a slip up there, or was that? I don't know. Misplaced.
I think I'm like 2 seconds behind you. Yeah, that was a slip.
Good left hook. He really clobbers with those punches downward, man. You got to be careful with that. Good left hook, though, by Jacobs. And right hand by Dervichenko. They're really letting it loose right here on this on the ropes. Oof. Right hand by Dervichenko. Looks like it landed.
I definitely can say Sergey definitely has a chin, because I think he's taking some good shots for sure, and he's still coming forward.
And he's a warrior. I mean, he's not afraid of Jacobs whatsoever. He's right there, really trying to give it to him. Good straight right to the body by Dervichenko. It's a pretty tight fight, man. Jacobs again with the uppercut. He's landing these uppercuts to the torso too, bro, to the body. He's not going for the head. So let's see when is Dervichenko actually going to really slow down, right?
Yeah, I mean, he needs to watch out also for that uppercut. I mean, I think he's just constantly getting hit in the body. Like you said, he's getting hit in the face. You know, that uppercut, he probably needs to not lean into it as much, but it's kind of tough because he's trying to bob and weave his way in.
Yeah, I mean, he can't touch Jacobs, bro. Jacobs looking good this round. Started off southpaw, back to orthodox, giving a little shoulder roll, turning with punches, popping the jab. You got Eddie Hearn over there definitely happy, clapping it up.
Yeah, Danny Jacobs looks really great this round. I'd probably say that at this point. He's showing a lot of patience. What a
huge gulp of fresh air on that one.
I don't see Sergey pushing his punches. He still has pop, but I feel like he's getting a little tired at this point.
Yeah, I mean, who doesn't look tired? Daniel Jacobs. He's in this corner chilling. Like, he's like chilling right now. No, I mean, he's barely.
Yeah, he's breathing through the nose, and he's not even like
his chest is. I mean, look at Sergey over here. Sergey's looking like a fucking hot air balloon, inflating in and out. You know. I mean, look at him. You can see his body language. His face is. His mouth is wide open. He's sticking his tongue out every night. Look. Continuously, I mean, Jacobs is smooth. He's on autopilot. It's crazy. Impressive.
What would you tell Sergey? What would he need to do at this
point? I mean, it's the eighth round. He knows what he's got to do. The house fighter is Jacobs. He's signed with the big promoter in Matchroom. He's got to come. See, he finally let the hand go right there with the double jab, but like, he's following Jacobs around a lot, just right, like he is now, with his hands up, just not doing anything. Look, we're talking, no punches. It's Jacobs letting the hands go, man. I mean, look, Dervichenko tried a two-piece there. Jacobs did both. Jacobs not only is slick defensively, but he's good offensively. It's a tough fight. Oh, good fucking uppercut by Jacobs. Nice short left uppercut on the inside. Fuck. Man. Nice. That was nice.
Ooh, okay, I just saw that. Yeah, I'm definitely 2 seconds behind you.
That was well placed. And this is what I'm saying. His shots look better. Even the way he's using the jab right there, it looks better. He's in control. You can tell that, you know, Dervichenko's at the end of his jab, not that Dervichenko is pressing the pace. Because it looks at times like Dervichenko's pressing the pace, but he's so ineffective. This is what we talk about when we say ineffective aggression. He's coming forward, but, you know, he lands or he ends up usually around Jacob's neck. You know, his hooks go past his head. Ooh, another left uppercut. Jesus.
And the thing is, like,
shakes his head knowing that he got caught by that shot.
I love the upper body movement from Jacobs. Even when he gets pressed up in the ropes, he looks great in the pocket. You know, when he, you know, Sergey presses up on him. And like you said, that left uppercut, he just rolls around and then he sneaks it right up. It's just like effortless, it looks like, at this point.
Jacobs looking to the referee for, you know, the shoving and pushing that he's receiving from Dervishenko. Ooh, Dervishenko with a good left hook. Jacobs rallies back, lands his own, and he's back to the jab the way that he should be. Popping the jab.
Landed this is a great fight.
Landed a good jab on Dervishenko just now. Using the ring. This is boxing. You know, barely clinching. Short shots on the inside. Landing the uppercut repeatedly. Huey Fury needs to watch this fight and learn how to fucking use the uppercut.
One thing I definitely noticed in this fight, you know, I definitely like what Sergey's, you know, at this level, what he's doing in his professional career, but you definitely feel the experience from Danny Jacobs.
Absolutely. I mean, Jacobs is on autopilot. Look, he switched to southpaw again, and he's able to, you know, baffle Dervishenko. Like, he's afraid. He's timid. He's tentative. He's not coming in. When Jacobs switched to southpaw, he could easily rush and throw caution to the wind and say, all right, this is my time to catch him. When he's not normally, when he's not doing his normal, but he stays on the outside. He's like, oh shit, he switched to southpaw. What am I going to do now? Jacobs has all the time in the world. That's why we don't see him breathing heavy, because he's not being pushed in the ring. He's controlling the pace. He's dictating the pace. And that's what, you know, a good ring generalship does. Or a ring general, right? Good ring general.
Yeah, I think the gap. It's no longer, or there's a gap widening definitely between Jacobs and Sergey on my scorecards.
Bro, he's rolling. Look at that replay of the uppercut, bro. These are two different uppercut replays at that. The first one, he rolled. It was a defensive move before it was an offensive move. That was nice. 78-73 is how Harold Lederman has it. I'm not scoring it round by round anymore at this point. It's autopilot mode for Jacobs, in my opinion.
You do kind of have to, I feel like you have to let Sergey know in some sort of desperation to a degree that you kind of need to take some risk at a certain degree, even if you're getting hit a lot, if you want to win this fight, because if it goes like this for the next couple rounds, especially the championship rounds, it's going to be, you know, interesting.
You mean what? Like on the scorecards?
I mean, I think Jacobs is probably just going to pick it up even more. Like, you know, because yeah, he looks fresh.
Yeah, he gets better as the rounds get deeper, too. But Dervishenko looks energetic in this round. He's pushing the action more. But Jacobs landing a lot of left uppercuts and hooks to the body. He hasn't abandoned the body work, and he's making Dervishenko move and work. You know, he's using the entire ring. He's being a good ring general, bro. But, you know, Dervishenko, at the end of the day, even though he's done all his training in New York City, and he doesn't look your typical European, you can tell. You see the way that he fights. He doesn't look typical European, but he doesn't have that rhythm that Jacobs has. That's why Jacobs is able to do better work on the inside. Look, he's jabbing up and down. I mean, I think he's in control.
Yeah, Sergey's having a problem to get around that jab.
He's very confident, too. I mean, he's switching to and from southpaw and orthodox, back and forth, back and forth. There's no worries on his mind. Just landed a straight right, followed another straight right. Jab to the body. I mean, he looks good, and I like when he jabs to the body, bro. I wish he did that a little more. He's been doing it here and there, up and down, you know, jab head, jab body. Referee warning Dervishenko for keeping the arm out, you know, measuring with the left. Stops the action just to tell Dervishenko that. And then Dervishenko answers by double jabbing Jacobs with that same left. 34 body shots by CompuBox to Dervishenko's 20. So Jacobs landing a total of 34 body shots and Dervishenko landing 20. We're in the ninth round, 15 seconds to go, Ron. Clock is ticking.
You know, the thing is, like, Sergey landed a couple great body shots, a couple good shots in this round, but it always feels like it's just mitigated by Jacobs landing something a little bit better and cleaner every time.
I mean, watching this, how much better can Jamal Charlo do? I mean, I think that, I guess the power of Charlo has to be different than a Dvorchenko, do you think? Because, I mean, I'm looking at Dvorchenko, and honestly, he's a solid, technically sound guy. Like, you couldn't ask for anything more. He's really not doing anything wrong. Like, you know, I dread for you to ask me, hey, what would you tell him? Because other than, hey, throw more, what could you really tell him, right? Like, I mean, I guess he could cut the ring off better. Jacobs is allowed to circle and circle and circle. So I'll you know, discredit him for not being able to cut the ring off. Maybe that's the biggest thing wrong that he's doing. Can you see anything wrong that he's doing?
I mean, Danny Jacobs is a naturally bigger guy,
he's
right?
Still on the stool, homeboy. I mean, this guy's tired.
Danny Jacobs is a naturally bigger guy from, you know, at that point, it makes it hard to believe at this point of him being so tired, can he really rough and tough and push his way into his fight and make it really dirty? Does he have that in him?
I mean, it's the 10th round. Here's the difference between Jacobs, Canelo, and Golovkin. It's the 10th round and Jacobs' legs are fresh. You know, he just danced through 30 seconds of the 10th round. You know what I mean? They literally just settled in right now. And he's back to moving. So that's what these other guys don't have. Like, Dvorchenko doesn't have that, you know? He's not able to coast. Jacobs couldn't do this with Golovkin. Golovkin was cutting the ring off a lot better. Dvorchenko was not cutting the ring off. Anytime Jacobs just go from one side of the ring to the other without any trouble, there's an issue.
So at this point, if Jacobs cruises to a victory, you know, I mean, does he need a knockout to, like, solidify this as a great win? Or is this a great win?
All I'm going to say is, bro, his defense is underrated, bro. Or Dvorchenko is not on that level because, I mean, Jacobs is standing right in front of him, turning and, fuck, looking amazing, bro. He's like, he's not really being hit.
Comfortable in the pocket. Yeah, extremely. He's comfortable
right
in the pocket.
There. He's right there, not being hit. He's fucking on some James Toney shit. Looks good. Look, again with the left hook to the body. Fuck, that kind of uppercut. It's like a shovel hook. Poof. Left hook to the head this time.
Now, Sergey looks tired.
You imagine,
man.
Fucking Jacobs gets a knockout now after freaking going on a 2-fight or 3-fight unanimous decision streak. Looks like a decision though. We're in a 10th for the 12th, but damn, you're right, man. Dvorchenko looks tired. He looked like he can go at any moment with the right shot.
Yeah, like his legs are kind of like twitchy a little bit. You know, I can't.
I call it to the head again. But his skin holds up well. No swells, you know, no black and blues. Even his body doesn't have any red whelps or anything from the ropes. This is his shot, too. Dvorchenko's got to be in. Oh, what was that? What was that? Did he get clipped or did he trip? They are just letting it go, but they're missing. Looks funny. Dvorchenko looks like a little action figure, though. Let's be real.
You know, I definitely can say that Danny Jacobs grown into this fighter after the Triple G fight. You know, I feel a lot of confidence from this guy, a lot of poise, experience. Like, he looks like a very, very great, complete fighter, you know, at this point. And, you know, I definitely feel like he can compete with all the middleweights if he's going to continue to perform like this in this particular fight.
I'll be honest. I would like a little more accuracy from Jacobs. I'm pretty sure the punch stat numbers are going to make me look like a moron with that statement. And he'll have, like, an absurd connect punch ratio. But you see these flurries and you see all these punches going over Sergey Dovzhenko's head. You see a lot of missing in this fight. And it's similar to when he gets excited or got excited in the Triple G fight or the Arias fight. Like when he does his flurries, he usually misses, and that's when he usually gets caught. I just want to see him get a little more accurate. You know, what would Jacobs be with or look like with a solid 1-2? Like, he doesn't really have a solid 1-2. He's more of a 1-2-3. He likes to mix in the hooks.
Yeah, I mean, that's true, you know. But I guess...
because he's got the height and the power, right? Like, look how much bigger he is than Sergey. Imagine a nice, straight 1-2. And look, he's switching to southpaw, so all right, give it to us from that direction. But that's what he has, the ability to be right there and not be hit. He's looking good when it comes to, you know, defense. There, now, those are the 1-2 I'm talking about. Give me some of those traditional 1-2s. You see the difference? Dovzhenko can't do nothing with that. But I get it, man. It's probably all boils down to stamina, you know. What sort of shape do you have to be in to throw 1-2s all night?
How do you think Jamal Charlo would look?
Dude, again? This is the southpaw stance. He's still throwing this from the southpaw stance, bro. I don't know if he's out to prove something, trying to, you know, wants that Terrence Crawford love for being amps, however you say it, you know. But he's definitely switch hitting over here.
I mean, Jacobs looks great in the inside, you know, and that's why I was going to ask you, like, how do you think, like, someone like a Jamal Charlo will look finding Jacobs in the inside?
Well, I mean, woo, fucking Jacobs on fire with that uppercut, but he is not breaking Dovzhenko's will or skin. I mean, no blood whatsoever. I mean, look, man, you got to think that Jamal could look good, right? He has that highlight reel uppercut on Julian Williams. And, you know, on the inside, sometimes the uppercut is a punch of choice. Yeah, I mean, and I just like Jamal. He has that traditional 1-2. He stays behind that. He doesn't fight small. But, I mean, Jacob's really letting the hands go right now. Yo, Machado washed Evans, bro. That was crazy.
I told you, bro.
Yo, first round, though, bro. Damn. He didn't let that motherfucker out the round, bro. Yo, that's why I didn't bet the hundo, you know what I'm saying? I wanted him out the round, though, bro. Damn. That shit was crazy.
So it's 30 seconds left in the 11th round. And, Look,
no cutting of the ring. You know, these guys can't cut the ring off. It's sad, bro. Jacobs just says, all right, I'm going to go to this corner now. I'll go to the other corner with no issues. Oh. I think, I don't know.
Was that left shot kind of buckle him a little bit? And he just
Because he kind of switched, right, from southpaw to orthodox in that. I don't know. I mean, hey, he made it out the round, so. Last round here. I feel like a bum, bro. I lost all my bets. I'm going to win one bet, and that's Jacobs by decision. I could have just put it all on Jacobs by decision. You know what I'm saying? Fuck it.
Machado first round knockout. Dan Jacobs by decision. The Pulev, man.
I cannot believe that one. That's where I lost money. Like, Fury turned into shit, bro. Like, what a shit boxer. I mean, we thought he was a boxer. He's not even a boxer, bro. He's like a fighter. Jacobs is a boxer. Jacobs boxing. You know what I'm saying? Fury, what the fuck? He was a one-handed bandit. I want my money back. I bet on Fury. Should have put more on Jacobs. Fucking hell. Look at him popping a jab, looking all nice. Look, this is what I like to see. Use your athleticism. Use your reach. Keep him at the end of the jab. I just want to see more 1-2s from Jacobs, though. You know? See? You see he did jab, left hook. Left like shovel hook to the body. He does. He's not more. He's not the traditional guy. He doesn't do the 1-2s, man. He's
Yeah, he mixes up. I like, but his combinations are great, man. I think that's what's giving Sergey problems because they're unpredictable. I mean, his punch selections are.
Oh, he fucking rolled and landed a good body shot uppercut again. I mean, yo, are we underappreciating Jacobs, right? Like, you know, when we think of this type of work, we think of James Toney, and he gets
this defense is great in the 12th round. Like, he is weaving everything.
That's what I'm saying. And we give James Toney this crazy credit for his waist and lateral movement. I mean, should we start praising Jacobs? He's looking really good here. Again, is it Jacobs or is it the opposition?
I'm gonna definitely just give Jacobs, man. He's I don't know, man.
Rolling these things, he's in the pocket, slipping, he's landing uppercuts, he's looking great. Look, another uppercut. Dude, he's on. And hey, Derevchenko's a little animal, you know. I want to see him come back. He's still coming forward, you know.
I want to see him with maybe some other Billy Joe Sanders, Demetrius Andrade. Ooh, I think
good left hook. Fuck, yo, Derevchenko landed a left hook. Jacobs, you don't need to do this. Oh,
okay, Sergey's coming. Yeah, he's going for it. 1 minute left.
Jacobs going for broke. 45 seconds left.
This is a great, great rally from Sergey. It's a great rally. He's letting the gas tank go. He's looking for it.
I don't know what Jacobs is doing. Is this posturing, or did he get tired on us, or what? Did that punch hurt him because his hands gotten lower? Good body shot by Jacobs. Uppercut again. I mean, that must be something they worked on. Oh,
yeah, I like this. I like this rally from Sergey though. I just wish we got it like a round or two left early.
That I don't know, bro. Jacobs.
Jacob's starting to get hit a little bit.
Yeah, Jacob's starting to get hit, and he's like, he's trying to psych himself up. He stumbled. It's over. Too late. A little too late for fucking Derevchenko, bro. A little too late for Derevchenko. Should be a points decision win for Daniel.
Here's the problem. Like, I feel like Sergey could have probably emptied that out a lot earlier, though. Like, I don't know what he waited for. Or was he really
probably fear. Probably fear of not having anything left, you know? We've seen him gulping huge gulps of air. We've seen him in the corner with his chest beating a mile a minute. Andre Rozier showing love to Derevchenko. So, Daniel Jacobs, IBF champion. IBF champion. It should be IBF champion. If you're Matchroom, you're in heaven. You know, you got two belts under your promotional banner in the middleweight division, and you have a couple of players in your banner in the middleweight division, right? And then on your network, you have the cash cow. For Jacobs, Derevchenko is a guy that we all considered a good fighter. You know, better than the previous opposition of Jacobs for sure. So I want to say maybe Jacobs is the guy that raises to the level of his opposition, Ron. You know, when he gets Luis Kubiceres and the Selekis, he can't look this way. But when he gets the Derevchenkos, the Gennadys, and the, you know, whoever else, the Peter Quillens, this is the way that he looks. What do you think? Silence.
Yeah, I'm just waiting for the announcement. I mean, look, I think Danny Jacobs is good. I think the middleweight division looks great. I think Eddie Hearn DAZN has the middleweight division on lock right now. You know, Canelo is the cash cow, and I liked what I saw. I mean, I'm trying to picture what a Canelo and Danny Jacobs fight will look like. With all the defensive movement, up in the pocket, up close to special, how Canelo looked in the Triple G fight. So, I mean, Canelo was walking Triple G down, you know? So, at this point, I would love to see that type of Canelo against this Danny Jacobs, 100%. Like, I want
to
see
I would be next. Interested to see Canelo. I mean, you know, I hate to say, I think maybe Canelo might be a little more accurate. You know, but I think Jacobs can win the decision based on being more active, right? Like, he seemed to throw a lot of punches this fight. If you're watching this on YouTube, don't forget to hit that thumbs up button. It helps with the visibility of the show. Lets us know that you enjoy these live fight chats. And it is midnight, well past it here on the East Coast. So hit the thumbs up just because, you know, you dig the hard work and dedication. Don't forget, we're taking phone calls. We want your opinion right now. We want to hear your immediate reaction to the fight. Number to call in is 1-425-569-5241. Press 1 one time so you can voice your opinion right here on the Voice of the People hotline. And don't forget, why type when you can Skype? Don't type in the chat. Just Skype Nestor Gibbs. Add Nestor Gibbs, N-E-S-T-O-R-G-I-B-B-S. Be part of the conversation. We got a super chat from JD. He says, Ness and chat, make sure Ness come to me on this one first. Comes to you on this what? On the phone? You on the phone? You going to press one? Going to press one, JD? JD, motherfucker. So, Ron, do you got a decision?
It's a split. I mean, I got Jacobs winning, but
yeah, no, I know you. What's the official decision?
They're doing it right.
They're taking long. Anytime they take long with the scorecards, there's an issue.
Split decision.
Hey man, Derevchenko fought hard. I don't think he won. I don't think he deserves the win.
Yeah, Danny Jacobs won by split decision. So
all right. So we're gonna go out to these phone lines and you know, get a you know, some words from the people.
Yeah, I heard split decision. I was like, hold on, Ness. Hold on.
These calls are brought to you by El Camino Electrical Services, experts in electric vehicle charging stations. For consultations and turnkey installation, visit us at elcaminoelectricalservices.com.
Going to JD in Texas.
JD, motherfucker.
A lot of things I like to do, so just try to get on my game. I don't know why they're going to call me, but I'm a 54-pounder. But I have a brother that's at 160.
What is going on, fellas?
What up, JD?
I'm over here celebrating. Yo, first of all, I heard you saying some slick shit during that fight. Hold on. All right, so I was noticing the chat, right? in the chat, right? We had some guys big up in Daniel Jacobs. So I gotta say this.
Why are you struggling, Ness, right now?
You, no, just say it, man. Just say it.
You was no. You was dry hating on my guy.
On who?
You was dry hating on my guy. And one of these rounds, I'm like, hold on, look, what else do this dude have to do? Like, he can drag you into a dog fight, but hold on. Let me rewind this. I gotta say this first, right? Like, Jacobs. I noticed something in this fight right here. Once he get caught the first time, and this is what happens with Jacobs, right? And let's do a rewind clip. You remember when Mora caught him the first time, and he fell down, then he got up, and I heard you say something about Trinidad when it come to Jacobs, right? But it is what it is. Like, when he get caught that first time, once he get over that first punch, then he becomes Daniel Jacobs. You feel me? I didn't notice that until this fight. But Triple G hit him with that punch. Mora hit him with that punch. Quillen didn't get a chance, but it was another guy. Your boy hit him with that punch, but he was ready to recover. Pirog, he was ready to recover, but the ref didn't allow him to. So that's the reason I wanted to get on this call first, is to get that out. Is to say that once he get hit with that first punch, then he's ready to recover. He's ready for whatever after that first punch. I want to see if the callers agree. I want to see if you agree.
I mean, well, thanks for calling in, JD. Let me get to some other callers. But I will say, I mean, I partially agree. Yeah, I said it. He's kind of like Tito Trinidad. You know, he goes down, he gets up, only to finish stronger. Let's go out to our mastermind, Javier. Talk to me. Javier?
Oh, my bad. I was listening to the post-fight. Bro, I feel like you was giving Danny a lot more credit than he deserved. You feel me? I don't think he looked as good as y'all was making it seem. Y'all was bugging. I mean, what else you want Sergey to do? God damn. He pushing the pace. He threw hell more punches. I mean, I think he landed in what more than what the fucking stats said. He was landing more clean shots than what y'all was talking about. Y'all was acting like he wasn't landing at all. Like, God damn. I mean, you and Roy was on the tip together. God damn, Roy act like Devojinko was just getting his ass towed out the frame. Like, damn. Get him ass.
Maybe you need to rewatch the fight, buddy.
Big man, I watched the whole fight. Don't do me. I watched that shit in tune. I think y'all doing Sergey a discredit. That's how I feel.
Well, all right, Javier. Thanks for calling in. Let me get out to Ricky in Florida. What up?
Hey, man. I'm with the last caller, man. I feel like y'all doing Sergey a disservice. Sergey brought a good fight. I'm looking at Jacobs like, Charlo, you can't be throwing sloppy shots like that with Charlo, man. And I'm looking like, Charlo jab real powerful. This is going to be a different fight with Charlo. Charlo going to be cutting off that ring. He's going to be in trouble with Charlo, man. I think Sergey brought a damn hell of a fight. I was surprised. Surprised me. I think Jacobs would knock out. So, man, give Sergey's credit. I think Jacobs won the fight, but it was a hell of a fight. That's my call.
All right, Ricky. Well, Ron. I mean, the people are not happy with us.
But that's what I'm saying. Just because it was a close fight, how did you score it? Like, I thought it was a great fight. I kept saying it was a great fight, but you have to score one way or the other. And that round, depending on how you thought it was close and it was a great fight, you got to give it to somebody, right?
Oh my God! Someone really says Sergey should have won.
Yeah, that's.
I mean, hey, it was a split decision, so he definitely got a case. Listen, if you enjoyed this live fight chat or you just enjoyed this show, don't forget to subscribe right here to the YouTube channel at youtube.com/TheBoxingVoice. We'll be back tomorrow for our regularly scheduled program at 7 p.m. Eastern time where we whip out the crow list and serve all those crow that pick Sergey Dervechenko. Give him crow, especially for those that might have picked Yandel Evans like myself. So catch us tomorrow at 7 p.m. Eastern. Find me on Instagram or Twitter at NessGTO. Ron.
And you can find me at FighterIQ Media, Twitter, and Instagram. See you guys on Sunday.
Peace.